Let's go, girls.
Welcome to the AmeriChicks with Kim Monson and Molly Vogt. Molly is a former mutual fund consultant and retirement plan specialist who is currently the director and founder of My Purse Politics. Kim served as a city councilwoman, is a former investment broker, and now a successful entrepreneur. Now, let's hear what's hatching in local and national politics with the AmeriChicks. Molly and Kim.
Hey, welcome. We are the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. I'm Kim.
And I'm Molly.
And as you know, we like to bring forth important issues that should be on that busy person's radar, dissect them as right versus wrong instead of right versus left, and human interest stories. And we have a fabulous human interest stories today, exceptional endeavors. We have Robin Weiss, as well as Dee Siqueiros in studio with us. And we will talk to them the second and third segment. Robin Weiss is the president and CEO of Junior Achievement Rocky Mountain. And it is an inspirational story. It's going to make you feel good.
It sure is. And then you didn't mention Dee. Dee is the program manager as well with Junior Achievement Rocky Mountain team. And, you know, the reason we feel so important to bring forward these stories is just to let everybody know, just in case maybe your parents didn't sit you down on their knee at some point and say, you can do anything you want to. And you started to feel a little beat up over the past few years and just said, gosh, you know, I just don't even know where to start. You know, is there anything for me? There absolutely is. And sometimes just hearing somebody else's story of perseverance and success is a big help. I know it helps me. So hopefully you'll enjoy that.
Well, great.
So let's talk about current events real quick.
What do you want to talk about, Molly?
Okay, a couple things. One, obviously my heart goes out to everybody in Manchester that was at that concert. A terrible, terrible bombing last night took place. ISIS has claimed it. Obviously there are terrorists. There are very evil people that want to hurt us. And as the former FBI assistant director, James Killstone, just said, ISIS has no conscience when it comes to babies, children's mothers. They don't care who it is. They don't care. It's all the same to them, and they're just going to keep coming at us. And he said, you know, the FBI and law enforcement are going to have to change what they do to prevent such tragedies. Kim, you know, ISIS has plans to attack here in America as well. They've done it before, and of course, thank goodness we've stopped several attacks, but they're going to keep coming. And I'm glad that President Trump has been, you know, he was just in Saudi Arabia, he was in Israel, and now he's going to meet with the Pope in the Vatican. And
he's kind of covering everything.
He's covering all bases, yes, for sure, when it comes to kind of the religious you know, the different religions and how we need to work together. And he's saying we all need to stand together in unity and fight against the evil that's coming after us. And I think that's a good call for some sort of unity there. And he's calling him out. He's saying the word terrorist. He's actually using the words. And I think it's kind of a new path for us that we haven't been on in the past few years. Actually calling the enemy what they are allows us, I believe, to put together a strategy to defeat them. And that's exactly what we need, because we care about our loved ones, our community, our kids, not only in our country, but in all countries.
Well, absolutely. And he's using another word, Molly, which I find really interesting, and that is the L word, loser. Interestingly enough, he said, I'm not going to call them monsters because they like that. He said, I'm going to call them losers. And that probably is hitting them where it hurts, because that's one of the things that I think they're cowards. And I do think they're losers. And this idea of, I mean, Molly, you know what it's like for, you know, a mom to take, you know, a bunch of little girls to a concert of an artist who they really like. And the idea that you can't go and do that safely is there's something really wrong with that picture. And so this is very tragic. Our hearts go out to everyone in Manchester, England. And I do take some confidence in, I think there's going to be leadership to really fight back against ISIS, and I'm really glad about that.
Yeah, I do too. And I like what Prime Minister Theresa May has come out talking about. Obviously, she's raising the terror threat to critical, saying another attack they think may be imminent right now based on the evidence they got from this attack, which is crazy. But I'm glad she's calling it what it is as well. And I think that hopefully we'll be able to work together to stop these guys. And another thing, you know, we had Matan Ilas in studio with us, and he said our guys in prisons and in jails here in America are really under attack, and ISIS is going in there and trying to radicalize them and lying to them and telling them certain things that are causing them to become Muslim extremists, and they will be attacking on our own land. And so I think it's important, everything that we do is to reach out to our young ones, reach out to people that are hurting, let them know that they are loved and cherished, because they're easy prey if they're hurting like that. And that's why it's important to share exceptional stories as well. When you feel defeated, don't listen to that negativity. Don't listen to the evil tell you you cannot do it and that the only way out is violence. There is another alternative. You can battle with your ideas.
Mm-hmm. And Mateen knows what he's talking about because he grew up in a Muslim family in Saudi Arabia, and he does live here in America now. And you can certainly check out his blog post. It's Mateen Alass. It's M-A-T-E-E-N and then E-L-A-S-S. And certainly I think that could, you can find some good information there.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, in a few days we'll come out with our interview I pre-recorded with Ben Shapiro while you were out. He told an interesting story. You know, when he was young, he lived in Saudi Arabia and he saw the dangers of what was taking place over there and how they were treating women. And that's why he came here. And as a millennial journalist, he is actually a conservative, and it's because he saw what the other side wants to do to hold down women's rights. So we'll have that coming up soon. The other really last, I'm sorry, Guy Benson. What is up with me?
Somehow you had that in your
Guy
brain when you first
Benson.
Started about that. Yeah, so.
Guy, I'm sorry. Thank you, Guy. Townhall.com. All right, last thing real quick. The White House has just given Congress their budget proposal, and I think that's very interesting. I started, you know, listening to Mulvaney and what he was saying about it, and he said, you know, for the first time, we are looking at the budget through the eyes of the taxpayer. Ta-da! Wow, that's a first. That's interesting that the bureaucrats weren't doing that previously, isn't it? So I'm excited about that. They're prioritizing the taxpayers over the bureaucrats. And so they're not just looking at the people who are going to be receiving benefits. They're also looking at the people who are going to be paying into the benefits, which is taxpayers. And I think it makes sense. You know what? There's probably a lot of fat in that budget that can be cut. And if anybody can find it, it should be successful entrepreneurs and business owners like a Donald Trump and his team.
Well, and we've had economist Brian Dmitrovic on, and he basically has said that if we get this economy really going, that it will be good for everyone and that we won't have to worry about all of these entitlements. So I'm very excited about this this budget as well as the potential tax plan that President Trump is proposing.
Absolutely. And you know what? Financial literacy is necessary when the economy gets booming. So we're going to talk to you about a group that's educating kids. Stick with us. If you like what you're hearing from the Americhicks, Molly and Kim, chances are your future clients do too. Let us help you promote your business and fatten up your wallet. To feature your business on the Americhicks program, email us at americhicks@gmail.com. We feature the most topical news and intriguing guests every weekday during afternoon drive time, 5 to 6 p.m., while you and your clients are enjoying the program on your way home from work. So become a sponsor today by emailing the Americhicks, Molly and Kim, at americhicks@gmail.com. That's the americhicks@gmail.com. Or visit us online at americhicks.com.
Home is where the heart is. It's that safe place where memories are made, meals shared, and holidays celebrated. When you're looking to buy or sell your home, you need to work with RE/MAX award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine has helped individuals navigate the ups and downs of the Denver real estate market for over 28 years. Karen is honest, trustworthy, and has your best interests in mind. Karen takes the time to understand your unique wants and needs and can help you make the best decision for you and your family. Give Karen Levine a call at 303-877-7516 for a no-cost consultation or visit her online at karenlevine@remax.net and tell her the Americhicks sent you. Every business needs great branding, an effective website, professional photography, and videos to promote their products and services. Normally, businesses have to find numerous providers to handle all this work while incurring substantial costs. That's where Desi On Demand comes in. You choose your budget, and you choose your services from Desi On Demand's menu. Kim Munson here. Molly and I heartily endorse the creativity, innovation, dedication, and integrity that Brand and the founder of Desi and his team bring to the table. Check out Desi On Demand's website at mydesi.com, that's D-E-Z-I, or call 303-359-1255 and tell them the Americhicks sent you.
It's complicated. Life, sometimes. Bookkeeping, sometimes. Taxes, all the stinking time. That's why you need to work with the proven professionals at Predovich & Company. They offer exceptional services to individuals, businesses, and nonprofits. Serving the South Metro area, the team at Predovich & Company takes a proactive approach in understanding your tax, accounting, and bookkeeping needs. Tax day's right around the corner, so call the pros at Predovich & Company today. 303-791-3000 or check out the website at dpredovich.com. And be sure to tell them the Americhicks sent you.
Hey, welcome back to the Americhicks, Molly and Kim. I'm Kim Munson.
I am Molly Vogt.
And man, do we have a great show planned for you today. We have two exceptional women in studio with us. You'll want to hear what they do. They have solutions. Instead of sitting around thinking about problems, they have solutions. So first, we have Robin Weiss. She is the president and CEO of Junior Achievement Rocky Mountain. And what they do, Molly, is they provide leadership and vision, or that's what she does. She provides leadership and vision for the largest economic education organization in our region. And under Robin's direction, the organization inspires student success through three vital pillars: entrepreneurship, financial literacy, and workforce readiness. This is what kids want. This is what they really want. And then also in studio with us is Dee Siqueiros, and she's the newest program manager to join Junior Achievement Rocky Mountain. And she received her Bachelor of Communications along with her Master's at California State University in Long Beach. She was a surfer for 20 years.
Hey, surf's up, dude. Yeah, I bet that comes in handy here between the rain and the snow and the hail and all that.
I had to switch to snowboarding, right? Yeah.
Are they kind of the same, Dee?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, that's good. So, well, welcome, ladies. It is so great to have you. So, Robin, we're going to start with you. You are the president CEO of Junior Achievement. Tell us, what is it exactly? I mean, and you know, what grades you... And tell us what it does exactly.
Well, you all mentioned it. It's financial literacy, work readiness, and entrepreneurship. But that's what we do. Why we do what we do is to give kids self-sufficiency. We want every young person to realize their full potential. And we happen to believe that if they have a knowledge of financial literacy, they'll have more control of their life. And with control comes hope and comes optimism. And the way we do things is bringing volunteers, business people into the classroom to tell their story and teach our curriculum. And over the course of a child's lifetime, kindergarten through 12th grade, they could see, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 different volunteers come into their life and share their stories about all the different things that they do. So it's putting the power of example in front of young people, and with the whole idea that we want them to be self-sufficient and know the dignity of work.
Oh, I love that.
I love it too. And Robin Weiss, you said the power of example, and that is exactly what we're doing with Sharing Exceptional Endeavors. We feel like, you know, so many people have been told they can't do something, you know, just give up. You're never going to get there. Your dreams are too big. I mean, you know, and what kid hasn't been told that in their life? Oh, come on. It's never going to happen, you know. And so just to be able to talk to somebody or hear somebody's story who did it, I love it. And then also, Robin, that you're talking about self-sufficiency. You know, they
say
you teach somebody to fish and they will never go hungry. And, you know, the economy has been kind of hard, you know, on a lot of people the past several years. And I think that maybe, you know, they weren't able to make as much money as they wanted. They weren't able to probably, you know, use their skills to the best of the ability. There weren't as many jobs available. But it's time now. If the economy really starts booming like we think it's going to, and if taxes go down and if regulations go down and, you know, and employers start to really create new jobs, I think there's going to be a lot more opportunity for a lot more people. And so rather than, you know, taking a measly little handout from the government, which is never enough to live on, people can really thrive. And so it's awesome that you're starting with kids and you're talking to them about self-sufficiency. Robin, you know, you're with the Junior Achievement. Tell me really quick, what age groups are you working with?
So this is kindergarten through 12th grade. And this school year will reach about 130,000 students in, oh gosh, over 500 schools.
That's astounding.
So it's really quite exciting. But the cool thing is, you think about the thousands of volunteers that we have, and we need more. I mean, we have more demand than we can deliver. Going back to the power of example, what a positive power of example of free enterprise these people are. And that is, I think, the big picture of Junior Achievement. It's self-sufficiency, but it's been made possible because we have the freedom in this country. And we have this amazing economic system that has done more to lift people out of poverty than any other government program. And that I think is the magic of junior achievement is these amazing positive examples of capitalism that are in front of kids.
So do you take any government money for this program?
No, we're privately funded. So
wow.
Corporations, foundations, wealthy individuals support our efforts. So we don't take any government funding and actually have never really tried.
Good for you. Good. Isn't it amazing what free enterprise can do, Molly?
It totally is. And, I think American people really are the most charitable, generous people, and they want to help other people. And when we have access to our own money and get the government's hand out of our wallet, we're able to actually contribute more to charities and to mm-hmm. groups and nonprofits and organizations that we care about that are doing things that we want to support. Because unfortunately, but fortunately, the free market seems to be able to solve solutions more efficiently, effectively, and with less money than the government does. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's a prime example of what you're doing here. Now, I just wanted to let our listeners know, this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. We're talking with Junior Achievement and sharing some really exceptional stories. And if you have a question or comment for them, feel free to call us, 303-632-4160.
Okay, and let's move over. Dee, we have Dee Siqueiros in studio with us, and she is the newest program manager to join the Junior Achievement Rocky Mountain team. So what do you do exactly, Dee?
I connect schools and teachers with our programs. So I connect volunteers and train them and get them into the classrooms to teach the kids. And I always tell them to teach through their stories, their life stories, because that's what the kids want to hear. And that's how they learn. They love it.
So how does it work then? Is it a monthly program, or what does it look like exactly when Junior Achievement comes in to teach this curriculum?
We sometimes we have a company come in, and it would be all volunteers all in one day. So they take over the classroom for basically the whole day. They teach 5 lessons. And sometimes we also do it in a traditional way, which means sometimes the volunteers will come in maybe 45 minutes to an hour per day, and they can come over a week. They can come over 5 weeks. They work it out with the teacher, whichever is best for the children.
Okay, well, very good. Now, Robin, you have over 6,000 volunteers, and you still need more? There's
yes.
demand for more?
Yes.
So
yes.
How could people help you out?
They can call 303-534-5252, and we can get them set up in a classroom or our amazing finance park. Or we have the coolest summer camp for high school kids coming up in June. June 8th.
June 11th through the 16th.
Thank you, Dee.
Yes.
11th through the 16th.
Yes.
The kids come to Johnson & Wales campus. They stay there overnight. It's a college environment. Stay in the dorms. And they work on real projects for real companies. So, and during the week, there'll be leadership workshops. There'll be ethics sessions. It is life-changing. And so your listeners could volunteer. We need people who have expertise in marketing, who have expertise in ethics, who may help young people with public speaking. And we even do Dress for Success.
Oh, I love that.
And etiquette, kind of etiquette lessons. So we'll have over 200 kids. And also, if any of your listeners have high school students that don't yet know what they want to do, either this summer or in life, have them come try out Business Week. Because,
that's a great idea.
Oh, my God. It's like camp, and these kids walk away with lifetime friendships.
Yes.
I get teared up. They come on Sunday, and they leave on Friday, and it is amazing to see the relationships and the way they've grown over that week. So I would encourage people to call us if they'd like to volunteer. We have opportunities for an hour. We even have opportunities for them to be company advisors. So they could be with a group of kids all week long, like a camp counselor, only sort of like more adult.
Okay. How could a school become part of Junior Achievement? If
they just have to contact me.
That's it?
Yeah. They can contact Junior Achievement, or there's 4 program managers, and we will hook you up with a school and train you and get you all the materials and get you ready for a wonderful experience.
I think that's what teachers have. I think teachers struggle with how to reach out to the business community, and so we kind of facilitate that and allow a teacher to have this expertise in their classroom. Dee was a classroom teacher not too long ago and was a JA user.
Yeah, I don't know. What you got? JA in the classroom.
A JA fan.
Yeah, for 8 years. It was wonderful. The things that the kids learn and the way that they get their eyes opened up to the possibilities of what they can do in their future. It's amazing. I worked in a low-income school, and they didn't even know that there were jobs outside of being a teacher or a fireman or a policeman. They just don't know. And when they get their eyes open to that future, they get excited about what they're going to do, and they get excited about going to college, and they get excited about what's going to happen instead of just, oh, I don't really know what's going to happen. I don't know about my future. But JA teaches them that, and they give them that.
They can take control.
Yes, they can take control of their own. Self-sufficiency. Yeah. Yes, self-sufficiency.
You know, Robin Weiss, I had taken a look at a survey recently that had been done by one of the school districts. And one of the things that the older kids had said is that they weren't sure that they had the tools that they needed to be a success as far as, balancing their checkbooks and, like you say, how to dress and, you know, what you should say on an interview.
Yes.
And it was a little astounding to me that there was that need, but there is, and it's so exciting that Junior Achievement Rocky Mountain is addressing that. Dee, you have a thought.
Yeah, I just taught a high school class on career success, and I taught them how to interview, how to dress, how to put together a resume, how to find businesses that you're interested in and have the same mission as you. And when I left, I did it over a five-week period, and when I left, the kids were just excited about their futures, and they were all 10th, 11th, 12th grade. There was a few seniors. And I was talking to them about what they could do, and they had all these great ideas. And I said, well, I know somebody at this company. And so it's just, it's networking. It's giving them that hope that for their future. It's a wonderful program.
Tell them, Dee, about the volunteer that you just ran into.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I think I know this story, and we're getting close to break.
Okay.
So why don't we hold that
awesome.
Over, because
okay.
that is really inspirational. So we are talking with Robin Weiss, President and CEO of Junior Achievement Rocky Mountain, as well as Dee Siqueiros, who is the newest program manager. And this is really great thoughts. And it is a K-12 program. It teaches kids entrepreneurship, financial literacy, and workforce readiness, which really those are the pillars of American capitalism, mm-hmm. Molly.
Yeah, it sure does. You know, and I love that they're talking about the power of example, bringing volunteers in who have lived it, who have built businesses, who are entrepreneurs, who maybe know about the financial market, know about the economy, know about interviewing skills, things like that. So you're bringing people in from the real world, and they're volunteering their time. This is not a government program. People just really want to make sure that our kids and the future generation succeeds. I think it's awesome what you guys are doing at Junior Achievement. I wish I'd had it in high school. I had to wait till college. This is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, and it's Exceptional Endeavor Day. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more. Hi, this is Molly with the AmeriChicks. My friend Susan owns the longest-standing drive-in movie theater in Denver, ADA Drive-In. Join them. Spend a beautiful evening under the stars in the privacy of your car or sitting on lawn chairs. Share buttery drive-in popcorn and other goodies with your family and friends. Admission's only $8 per person, and children under 12 are free. You cannot beat that one. Now playing The Beauty and the Beast, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and The Fate of the Furious. For the most up-to-date information, like the 88 Drive-In on Facebook or visit the website 88drivein.com.
Hey, welcome back to the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. We are talking with Robin Weiss, President and CEO of Junior Achievement Rocky Mountain, as well as Dee Siqueiros, who is the newest program manager for JA. And Dee, you've got a story that is just lovely, so please share that.
Well, a couple weeks ago, I worked with a volunteer who I was thanking, and we were just having a little small talk about what he did. And he said, well, this has kind of come full circle for me. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, when I was in sixth grade, I remember having Junior Achievement in my classroom. And there was a volunteer that was ahead of a bank. And he goes, I remember making a connection with her and really talking and getting excited about my future. And he said, then when he was about 16, so 4 or 5 years later, all of his buddies were getting jobs at fast food restaurants, and he decided, I don't know if I want to do that. And he was talking with his mom, and his mom said, why don't you reach out to that lady that you had talked to and that you were so excited about in sixth grade? So he did, and within 2 weeks, he had a job. And that then he became a financial guy. He went to college, and then now he's working for a financial company. And so he said, me volunteering was full circle because junior achievement really changed. My future really changed who I was and gave me direction. And he was just so excited to then share that with kids. And then he says, well, I hope these kids someday come to me for a job. And I just thought, it gave me goosebumps.
Yeah,
I was so
too.
Happy.
That
it
is
was just such
awesome
a neat story.
That is just great.
It's so cool. And I love the fact that it gets them thinking out of the box of, you know, everybody my age is doing X, but you know what? Maybe I'll shoot for something a little bit higher, a little bit different. And, you know, and then because you said at Junior Achievement, you're teaching kids how to dress for success, how to interview correctly. And, you know, that's a lot of stuff that you kind of learn the hard way sometimes after school. I'm just saying, you know, I was lucky enough we had career counselors that were teaching us that. But it takes a while to kind of get that. And if you're getting that at a younger age and practicing at a younger age, how awesome that is for your success to be able to learn that kind of thing. I love it. So, you know, again, we're talking with Junior Achievement with Robin Wise, who's the president and CEO, and Dee Siqueiros, who's the program manager here in the Rocky Mountain region. And I'm curious, you're doing classes for ages K through 12. Do you mind telling us some examples of some of the classes, some of the educational curriculum that you're doing at the different levels for these classes?
Absolutely. So we have programs for each of those grade levels. And in middle school and high school, we have a full suite of curriculum that meets all kinds of teachers' and students' needs. But at the very elementary level, for example, in first grade, we're teaching kids about the difference between a need and a want, basic economic concept that we ought to put some of our congressmen through. So
like a right or
sometimes
a
they do act like they're in second grade to me.
Yeah, exactly. So what's a need? Food, shelter, clothing. What's a want? Those cute Stuart Weitzman pumps and the Nike tennis shoes. You just need shoes. So basic. And where does your family get their needs and wants? We take them up to fifth grade with thinking about starting a business. If you could start a business, what would it be? And learning about some really exceptional entrepreneurs that have been in the country or here in Colorado. Middle school is personal financial literacy and career readiness. So we have a full suite of programs that teachers that are program managers work with teachers to decide what they want, what best would fit with their students. And this is the kind of stuff that teachers tell us they aren't prepared to teach.
There's just not enough time in the school day.
So do you have a thought on that?
I was just going to say, it kind of starts out small and it goes from the community to it goes up to city and region and nation in each grade level. It kind of goes starts small with their family, and it goes so that the kids can see how finances go from just me to then like in fifth grade the nation. That's how it works all through all the countries. How do we work together to create items, or our economy works together? And kids just don't realize that we get things from all over the world to make products, and they just think it's amazing. That's a great program, Our Nation, in fifth grade.
Go ahead, Robin. Oh,
it's like the essay, the pencil.
You read my mind. Yeah. You read my mind. Yeah. So by Lawrence Reed, where all these different entities come, and they're not forced to, but they all come together to make this pencil.
Cooperate.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty exciting. So, Robin, what would be, do you have a specific success story that comes to mind for you? I know there's so many that it's probably hard to pick one, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't go anywhere, any cocktail party or anywhere, without somebody telling me, oh, I was a volunteer and having a story, or I was a JA kid. I, myself, Robin, was a JA student, and it changed my life. I grew up in a great family, but education was not something we necessarily believed in. You get out of high school and you go get a job. college wasn't in the, really in the cards unless I paid for it myself. I did. Went a year and a half and ran out of money. Went to be a flight attendant. Didn't enjoy that. Came back to Omaha. And I made contact with my junior achievement volunteer because he was the only person I knew who had the kind of connections who could help me get a job. And he set me up with an interview with a woman who was everything I wanted to be. She was in a corner office, beautifully dressed. And she looked at me and said, honey, you got to finish college. And she embarrassed me. I mean, and it was that kick in the pants was what I needed. And my junior achievement volunteer made that happen. He knew what she would say to me. He knew she would
kick in
me
the pants.
Yeah. And so I finished school, and I credit Mr. Peary for that. Wow. And I think how many other people are there like me out there who just need somebody to show them what they could do and or embarrass them about their low expectations for themselves and raising the bar. And so
this has got to be such real. I can just see the emotion with both of you. This has got to, this is important work. I mean, I think that we have a responsibility about what we pass on to the next generation. And Robin Weiss and Deesa Karros, what you're doing, as Molly says, giving kids the opportunity to dream and the tools to understand how to dream.
Exactly. And I think the whole key is the power of the example, but raising the level of their expectations.
Yeah.
I don't need someone to take care of me. I can do this myself, and I know how.
Mm-hmm. And just the awareness of it. And being aware of it and networking.
And networking's huge, and that's what I was going to say, too. You know, one of the big benefits, I think, of junior achievement, because you're providing programs for students at K through 12, you know, all over, you know, Colorado, but also all over the United States, right? And so you're going in and you're teaching entrepreneurship, financial literacy, world work readiness, but you're doing this with so many volunteers that actually come from real life experience. And so what we learn when we get out of school is when you want a job, what do? You tell everybody you see. Doesn't matter if they're at the grocery store. Doesn't matter if you're in the library. Doesn't matter if you're at a traffic light. You tell everybody you're looking for a job. You give everybody your resume. You ask everybody, who do you know? And you've got to have that kind of networking deal. And they say it wasn't who you know, it's not what you know, but who you know. And it's true. Networking is a really big deal. And to be able to have these doors open to you and say, you know what, sure, who do you know? I know all these different people, and let me get you in front of these guys. But then also, like you said, Robin Wise, just, you know, to encourage somebody to do more. You know, you know what? You're not telling somebody, this is all you're going to be able to do, honey. So just go, you know, go down there and get a job at the fast food restaurant or whatever. That's all you're going to be able to do. That's all your parents did. That's all your, you know, your family's ever done and whatever. You're too stupid. And unfortunately, people hear that. But to tell somebody the tough way, you can do better, get up there and go out there and do it. And that kick in the rear end really is helpful for all of us. And, you know, it may be tough love, but you know what? Tough love is good stuff because it gets us going, because it says that you see something inside of me that maybe I didn't see yet or I didn't know. And unfortunately, maybe that has to come from somebody outside of your family sometime. But that's awesome. I love that junior achievement that you're doing that. So give me an example. I saw something on your website, and it says you've got an example like elementary school might learn about a unit versus assembly line production by producing donuts. High school students might participate in the stock market challenge. Tell me, you know, an example just of another cool lesson that you're teaching at different ages.
Oh, gosh.
In third grade, we build a city.
Oh,
and so
on rock and roll,
because
I love that song.
They build a city. It's really neat. We actually give them buildings. They put their business names on it, and then they have to decide what zone in the city they're going to put it in. That's third grade, and that's really fun. They love doing that.
That should appeal to you.
And then they create their own restaurant at the end. So then they make their own restaurant, which is fun to watch.
Well, I love it because, you know, we've got our government saying that we need more, that the government needs to do more work readiness programs, that that needs to be done, you know, because it's not being done in the schools. And so I think with Junior Achievement, you're doing it without any government financial support. You're going into schools and you're teaching them financial readiness and work preparedness. This is awesome. I'm glad we have a solution now. We like solutions. We don't just complain. We come up with an answer. This is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim on KDMT. We're going to go to break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Guy Whidden, 101st Airborne, landed Normandy in the dark on D-Day 1944, was knocked out on the jump, woke up, a gun to his head. What happened next? If you love the AmeriChicks World War II Project on Fridays and know a World War II vet, we'd love to share their story. We're in a race against time to gather as many stories as possible and as quickly as possible to preserve them for all future generations. So if you know a World War II vet or have that great World War II story to share, email us at AmeriChicks@gmail.com. That's the AmeriChicks@gmail.com.
Hey, if you like what you're hearing from the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, chances are your future clients do too. Let us help you promote your business and fatten up your wallet. To feature your business on the AmeriChicks program, email us at AmeriChicks@gmail.com. We feature the most topical news and intriguing guests every weekday during afternoon drive time, 5 to 6 p.m., while you and your clients are enjoying the program on your way home from work. So become a sponsor today by emailing the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, at AmeriChicks@gmail.com. That's the AmeriChicks@gmail.com. Or visit us online at AmeriChicks.com.
Hey, welcome back to the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. We are talking about solutions, I am a movement, and exceptional endeavors. In studio is Robin Weiss, who is the president and CEO of Junior Achievement Rocky Mountain, as well as Dee Siqueiros, who is a program manager there. Let's talk a little bit about, this is an awesome program, but you guys could use some help, couldn't you? So Robin, tell us, how could people help you?
They can volunteer, and you don't have to worry about lecturing or being perfect. We have the curriculum. It's hands-on, interactive. Dee was talking about how in third grade kids are building cities out of this, you know, these templates that we provide in this kit. When you're working with middle school kids, we play games and we have team discussions. So it's very hands-on and interactive, and you are trained and prepared to go into the classroom. It takes about an hour and a half to get trained, and your time commitment can be anywhere between 5 hours and 8 or 9 hours. And
is that each year or each month?
Each year.
Really?
A lot of volunteers do it each semester.
Okay.
So they might teach a class in the spring or in the fall and do another class in the spring. We have some people who are serial volunteers. They might teach 20 classes a year for us. And it is, I talk about it being life-changing for students, but it's life-changing for a volunteer because there's a lot of charities or nonprofits you can write a check to. There are very few where you can really provide you can share your success with young people and provide meaningful activity. I mean, it really is a unique,
you know,
Robin, solution.
This may be too strong of a word. However, I do think that we have a duty in what we pass on to the next generation. And, you know, the American idea is unique. This idea that it doesn't matter where you grew up, the color of your skin, you know, it doesn't matter that that you can dream big. And sometimes all you need is the tools to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think bringing people in, bringing, you know, a variety of different volunteers in opens up frontiers for kids. And I think that we do, in a way, have a duty to maybe not do that one extra thing and to do something like this.
Yeah.
And it's during the school day, too. So it's not like you have to take time away from your family necessarily. You go in during the school day and work with the students.
I'll never forget one of my students. She wanted to do nails for a living. She wanted to be a beautician. And I remember after Junior Achievement, she said to me, she goes, "Well, I'm not just going to be a beautician. I'm going to own my own business."
And she goes,
"Then people will work for me." And she, before that, a little wallflower wouldn't have even said anything like that. And after we had the program, I remember how excited she was. She came up to me, "I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to be the owner of my nail salon. And I was like, right there.
And, you know, it's small businesses like that, Dee, that are the engine of America.
Exactly.
All these little mom and pop entrepreneurs that, you know, work hard and to give kids the tools, the financial literacy to understand how to build a business like that. I mean, I'm just inspired by what you ladies are doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and thank you for that. But and the other thing, you look at all the debt that young people are coming out of college with. Even if they wanted to start a business, they wouldn't be able to because they're saddled with this debt. So let's get young people to see the difference that it would make if they were a little bit smarter about their futures in terms of college debt, taking some college, community college. Sometimes college isn't for everyone. So it's the lack of financial literacy that is going to hold young people back and keep them poor and dependent.
Yeah. Well, and you said it earlier, and you're totally right. Capitalism is the one thing that's brought more people out of poverty than anything else. You know, teach somebody how to fish, and they will never go hungry. And, you know, they say if you make a living out of your passion, you'll never work a day in your life. You know, Kim and I work, I don't know, 100-plus hours a week so that we don't have to work for anybody else. And we love what we do. You know, we're passionate behind it. And a lot of people wonder, how can I help others? You know, and maybe you have the financial means to contribute to junior achievement. If so, that's great. They want and need the money. It'll go to great use. Perhaps you have time. Perhaps you have time rather than the money, and you can share your special skills to help lift up, help teach a kid or, you know, a young adult. And that is going to stay with them for the rest of their lives. Anything you do, you can help. But I just know, Robin and Dee, when I help somebody and I actually help them, if I'm handing them money or I'm actually talking to them and getting them advice or handing them a phone number of somebody that they should talk to that I think might be able to help them get a job or something like that, I see the response in their eyes and it touches my heart. And I feel like I did something worthwhile. You know, it all comes back. When the government takes your money and skims, most of it off and gives a little bit to somebody and supposedly that's helping the poor, you know it's not really helping the poor because not all that money is going to them. But when you give something directly to Junior Achievement, it sounds like it's going directly to help these kids. And a rising tide lifts all boats. And so we should want to do this kind of thing. I love what you're doing. Tell me really quick, if people want to volunteer or help you, is it jacolorado.org?
Yes. Or they can call 303-534-5252. And they can go to our website, which you just mentioned, jacolorado.org. And some of our programs you can just sign up for immediately online. Electronically, and then we'll get in touch with you and train you.
And then the other thing is Business Week is coming up this summer, right? And so,
yes.
Dee, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's going to be from June 11th to June 16th, and all high school students, is it a certain age?
You have to have completed 1 year of high school.
Okay. So
does that include ninth grade?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for them to really be a part of the business world and to network and really get that experience.
And if you've ever put your kids through camps before, they can be very expensive. Because of our sponsors and our donors, there is a very small cost, $550 for the week. That's
wow.
Room and board on the Johnson & Wales campus. If a student can't afford it, they can have an opportunity to work a little bit for us to earn their tuition, or we also can do a combination of scholarships and a tuition reward plan, we call it.
You know, Robin, what you just described, I really, really love that. There is dignity in saying that you have something of value that we're going to trade
yeah.
for, instead of we're just going to give you this opportunity to come to this camp to work to work that off. And I think that there's real dignity in that. I think that that's a great life lesson. You have your pulse on the next generation. I'm really hopeful about the next generation.
So are we.
I really feel that they may be the next great generation. But what do you think?
Well, actually, what we find at Junior Achievement is that students, JA alumni, are starting businesses at 2.5 times the rate of the general population. They have 30% less debt than the general population, and they have a positive view. 75% of RJA alumni have a positive view of the American Free Enterprise System. Contrast that to about 60% of the millennials that think that socialism is the way to go.
This is powerful work that you ladies are doing. So, Dee, we're getting closer to the end of the show. What would be a last thought that you would like to share with our listeners?
Just that junior achievement is so important and vital for every child, that they need to know those life skills. And so junior achievement needs to be in every classroom.
And you said that there's 5 million in the United States, but you said there were 12 million worldwide. Can you just give us a quick little info on that worldwide stuff? Where are we?
It's amazing. And you will see junior achievement in developing nations growing by leaps and bounds. And we are invited in most of the time by governments who are looking at junior achievement as a way to help them build their economic power. Because you think about, we all know the power of free enterprise, and people are starting to figure that out. And you will see in the former Eastern Bloc nations, junior achievement growing at a great rate. Even in the Middle East, there are programs for boys and girls to get involved with junior achievement. It's mostly at a college level or a very high school level. But
it's a start.
Yeah,
definitely. So,
well, I love that you are inspiring and preparing young people to succeed in a global economy. And in the areas that you're focusing on, entrepreneurship, financial literacy, work readiness, I mean, this is the thing that makes great, great countries. This makes us prosperous and free and healthy. We know when we're a prosperous group, we're a healthy group. And we want that for absolutely everybody out there. Everybody should have an opportunity to succeed. And with a group like Junior Achievement, those types of skills are being taught to your kids. This is K through 12th grade here in the United States, and we've got our local group right here. If you want to volunteer, please do check out jacolorado.org.
Definitely. And, thank you so much, Robin Weiss, CEO and president.
Thanks for having us. This was a lot of fun.
It's been great. And Dee Sakaros, thank you so much, program manager as well.
Thank you so much
for being in studio with us.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
So, Molly, I thought, you know, we always like to end with a quote. And Ronald Reagan, you know, he's always somewhat inspirational. So I have two from him. Actually, I have three. The first one, he had such a great sense of humor. They said something about Thomas Jefferson, and he said, "Well, let me tell you something. I knew Thomas Jefferson. He was a friend of mine and governor. You're no Thomas Jefferson," when they were talking about his age. Then secondly, he said, "We built it. We paid for it. It's ours, and we're going to keep it." But this is really inspired by junior achievement. It says, not everybody aspires to be a bank president or a nuclear scientist, but everybody wants to do something in one's life that will give him pride and a sense of accomplishment. Junior achievement, you're right on there. Thank you for the great work that you're doing, Robin Weiss and Dee Sakaros. And it's really been an honor to have you here in studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we just want to make sure that everybody out there knows that you can do anything that you put your mind to. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. Winston Churchill says, never, never, never give up. And I agree. I believe the same thing, too. And I'd like to volunteer for Junior Achievement, if you'll have me. Anybody else that wants more information, check out their website or feel free to check out the AmeriChicks and give us a call, and we'll help you get in touch with them as well. This is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, signing off. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 5 p.m. KDMT.